I will show you how to connect a calendar, thermometer, hygrometer model, TH06, with the Home Assistant LCD. This calendar is based on the WB3S BK7231T Wi-Fi module, connected to an additional microcontroller that communicates with the Wi-Fi module via the Tuya MCU protocol. The Wi-Fi module is responsible for providing the microcontroller with the current time from the internet, obtained via NTP, and for receiving temperature and humidity measurements from it. In order to connect to Home Assistant, we will change the BK7231T firmware. We will upload it OpenBeacon. At OpenBeacon, we will properly configure the Tuya MCU and NTP driver so that it works with the calendar. An older topic about the TH06 calendar. I have discussed this product before, but I did not change its firmware. The inside of the TH06 clock, thermometer, hygrometer, and reverse engineering its protocol. This was before I even started OpenBeacon, and I knew the BK7231 was programmable with free tools. I recommend reading this topic. TH06 programming. This calendar, like other devices using Tuya MCU, connects to the microcontroller through the same UART port, TXD1, RXD1, that is used for programming. In order to change the firmware, you need to cut off the paths going to the MCU. Then you can normally change the batch through BK Writer 1.60, as in similar topics from the series. Photos before the operation and a description of the plate are in the previous topic, previously linked. This is what mine looks like after surgery. I did the programming as follows. Cut off RX/TX from MCU. I connected my USB to UART converter to TXD1 and RXD1. Additionally, I connected its mass. In BK Writer 1.60, I started writing the batch. When BK Writer 1.60 was waiting for the module to reboot, I cut off and connected it to the power supply through its USB connector. The batch has been uploaded correctly. OpenBeacon configuration. I assume that the reader already knows how to configure Wi-Fi and MQTT passwords. In OpenBeacon, we open the web application, the second www panel. In it, the file system tab, there create file to create autoexec.bat. Paste the contents of the script, save. We are rebooting. But we will explain the script step by step. Start driver Tuya MCU. Starts the Tuya MCU driver. Start driver NTP. Starts the NTP driver, network time. Set channel type 1, temperature dive 10. Sets the type of channel 1, selected freely, to temperature times 10, i.e. 23.5C, written as 235 integer, as this notation is used by Tuya. Thanks to which OpenBeacon knows how to display its value on the panel. Link Tuya MCU output to channel 1 val 1. Maps DPID from Tuya MCU, variable identifier 1, to channel 1, value type. In this particular device, DPID 1 is temperature. DPID rules vary by device. Set channel type 2, humidity. Sets channel 2 type to humidity. Link Tuya MCU output to channel 2 val 2. As before, here DPID 2 is humidity. Additionally, you can add NTP time zone offs, number of hours, time zone offset. After reboot, we get. I will improve the display of these variables even further. Connection with Home Assistant. Before writing YAML, it is worth enabling additional publishing of MQTT variables, which is disabled by default. That is, periodically publishing full status and publishing full status on connection. In addition, we will enable full publishing of Tuya MCU variables, just as a rule. It's possible that some of these flags will turn on automatically in future versions, but for now, it's worth checking to make sure they're checked. In Options General/Flags, then in Home Assistant, we write the YAML code. Indexes 1 and 2 here are the indexes of the channels to which we have mapped the Tuya MCU variables. Nothing is rigid here. The same procedure allows you to get to other values from Tuya MCU, dimmer, battery value, and so on. In addition, there is also a correction of the value, replacing the internal representation of the Tuya MCU temperature, an integer, temperature multiplied by 10, to the normal temperature, hence the multiplication by 0.1. Round rounds to one decimal place, in this way.